is not included. So Mele by Behemoth too, according to Rashi, the Shio Shie consists of the time that is required to Shecht, Rof to Simon, in Behemoth, without Papaj. Then the cross says that the Yishemrim can represent the Shita of the Rosh, can represent the Shita of the Rosh, because the Rosh says, in the Rif he says that by off we are not concerned with the preparation element of the other. It's not so poshet that this is the Rosh Shita, because according to the Parishes Pshat in the Rosh agrees that even by Av we are concerned with the time that it takes to prepare enough for Shvit. It might take only 5 seconds, 10 seconds, but there is a certain time. So that, according to the Parishes Pshat in the Rosh holds that the Rosh holds that even by Av the preparation element is included, but it's very little. But all the other poskim, they assume that according to the Rosh, by off, we don't include the preparation element altogether. Why? Why should the preparation element be an important item in the Shio Shia of a Behemoth, and it's not an important item in the Shio Shia of an Av? The answer is because in a Behemoth, so the time that is required to prepare a Behemoth is something substantial. So mainly it has to be recognized. Mashen kim bayof, it's not something substantial, it's clarifying. So mainly al-Pedin, we don't have to include it, because it's so little. The time that it takes to grab enough is so, enough that is before him. We're not talking about enough after which he has to chase, but enough that is before him. So the time that is necessary to prepare the offer for Shchita is so little, so mainly it's not even considered. It's not even considered. So then he says the second pshat in the Koran is that the Yeshemrim really has reference to the Rosh. The Yeshemrim, the Shio Shia self, the Shchita Srifsim Elecho Be'ov, V'li Agboi V'Abotzi, U'fi Yivayim Yish Lizoyer, K'shi Yishchil, L'Shchit Be'i, V'chotach Mi'at, Ad She'adam Yitzi. Now, how much does it take to shecht without preparation, to shecht rov of one simen enough? How much? If he is a competent shechet, it will take him much less than a minute. It's a question of seconds. So mele, one has to be careful in order to conform to the chite, kishe yischil lishchit bo, v'chotach mi'at, ad she'adam yitzi, v'yikpi asakin im atzavo, shel yigmar ha'shchita. לפי שיש לו חוש שמו שוחט משהו מהוושת ואפילו לא יגביע סכיני אלו מעט יש לו חוש לפי ששיע סעיף מועט עצמאי וכדי שחית הסחיף שמח ובעיף הוא נעשה מהי ואפילו אומר השיח בוא לי שלא יחתך כי אם הוא אהיה ונצאים חנות כי אם שיוצא אדם ואם בוא לי שם אחר שיגביע סכיני כי זאת יעשה. So in other words, so one has to be careful not to let off his hands from the sakin. As long as he doesn't let off his hands from the sakin, and the sakin is not operation, there couldn't be any shiach, l'klayim kulei. But the moment he lets his hand off from the sakin, even though he says it was a very short time, that it was idle, the sakin was idle, but a very short time. But according to Rashi, that shia so, that's all. So in 10 seconds, maybe 20 seconds, it can be done. So if a person just let off his hands from the sake, it's very likely that the shia has already elapsed. But suppose he wants to know, so there is a test. There is a test. Now, in Kone, all the Rishonim say, even though, the Agoyes mentions a Chuvas Rimigash to the contrary, but all the other Rishonim assume that by Kone there couldn't be any Psul Shia at the very beginning of the Shechita, because Chotikone Pogum is also a right. So Mila, how could he say if Chotikone Pogum is Asur? I mean, he's Muteres if he just completes a Torah. And if he started to cut 1/4 of the circumference of the Simon, and then and then he took a pause, and after that he completed a Torah, then it should be paused. Let the Shechite al the Shia be considered as if it was pogum al decades. So it's also muta. Chotzikon pogum is muta. So here too. So if we knew that when he started to cut the kone, then there wouldn't be any problem. How could there be shia? But we have a sveike. Maybe when he started to cut a veishet, and veishet asers bimiute. So mimele, if kishiyis felishli beif v'chotach ma'at ha'shadam yeitzi v'ikbi ha'sakan ma'atzavo shol yigma ha'shadam she'ishloch v'shem ha'shocht ma'ashu ha'sheishet v'afil lo yigbi ha'sakan ma'at ishloch m'shishiyah seif ma'at esmeif dir d'shchit ha'shchif smech beif hu nasa ma'ya v'afil lo ma'ashe ha'bor lishlo ha'chtach t'kim ha'ya ein seim ha'cholo kim sh'yotz ha'dam v'im bol lishi l'acha she'ikbi ha'sakan v'sakinei kizat yase imi le'shi yishchida kono levadei b'imokim ach because his impression is his impression is that he did not touch the veishet, just the kone. But how can we be sure? Maybe he's making a mistake. So we tell him, now you say you cut the kone, but the kone, so where did you cut the kone? Cut here on top. So we tell him, cut the veishet. Cut the veishet. Then, after the Shrite, he's Bedek, he inspects the Veshet. He inspects the Veshet. And he sees that there was no Nekev in the Veshet. So first we tell him that he should Shecht in the Kone. He should Shecht in the Kone in another place. In other words, his impression is that he cut the Kone here on top. So we tell him, make another cut. The circumference of the kone at the bottom, and don't cut the veishet. Then he's bedek, he inspects the veishet, and he sees that the veishet is complete. It has no nekev. It has no cut. So then it's a raya mochachas that he didn't make the initial cut in the veishet, but only in the kone. Because if the initial cut had been the veishet, he would be able to detect it when he inspects it after the shrit. V'akin yafra veishet yivle kisei. Ul niyem maisa yish lahachme kisvor azu. Elim ki shasatcha ko yefzik mechube, she'oz yishlismach al tzvor rishen. Yishlismach al tzvor rishen. In other words, that b'shasatcha ko rely on the shittes haramba. But shaloi b'shasatchak, we have to b'cheshesh for shita of Rashi. V'aminen m'dineseilu, v'aninen poshun m'dineseilu, l'hatrif kol shiye, afilo mashu, bein b'heim, bein b'heim. V'ein li shayis, v'nimtso lach ha-shchite gemil ikayetze b'hei, muna b'vei shete dikon evni shchatim eitrev, divadai, because since there was gemi. So then, and you can't cut gemi, rubber, so easily. So then there must have been a pause. And we are machmir that whenever there is any pause, we don't even look how much pause there is. Whether 5 minutes or 10 minutes or half an hour. Any pause, we are matrif. Any pause, we are matrif. Why? Because of this choshe. The choshe, because if there is a pause, we have to be cheshish. We have to be cheshish. Lest he touched the initial act of shchita, the initial cut, was done in the veishet. So, Mimele, in the if it's in the Vayishet, and then he took a pause even for 1 minute. Maybe in that 1 minute already elapsed the time that it takes Kidei Shechita Shechiv Siman Echad Gal. Inim Tzolach HaShechit Gem Yikayitze Beimuna Beveishu Bekolemini Shechitim Yitreif Divar Dei Hutzach Lashis Mead Betva Dov Rau Lachash Shechara Siman Vahavim Shibim Maashu Utreif. There seem to be two different pshatim in the Rosh. According to the Bach, so the Rosh Shita is, that the Shio Shie, consists of the time it takes a shechet to be marbitz gaso and to shecht the gaso. I'm sorry. The time it takes, according to the Bach, consists of the time it takes to prepare a gaso and to shech the gaso. And the shio shie in the dako consists of the time that it takes a person to shech, to prepare a gaso and to shech the gaso. I mean, the same shio in the behemo gaso and the behemo dako. It's all determined in terms of that behemo itself. So the shio shie of a behemo gaso consists of the time that is required to prepare to be marbitz in bimagaso and tishech the bimagaso in the bimadako, also the same shir. Not the time it takes to be marbitz in bimadako, but the time it takes to be marbitz a behemo gaso and shech the bimagaso, even in connection with the bimadako, but in respect of, so it's just the time that it takes to shech the behemo gaso, not to shech the behemo gaso, not the time it takes to shech to be marbitz and to shech the behemo gaso. This is the Bach Shita in Rosh, that the shio shie in the behemo gaso is the time that is required to be marbitz in the behemo gaso and to shech the behemo gaso. The shio shie in the dako is the time that is required to be marbitz in the behemo gaso and to shech the behemo gaso, not in its own terms, but in the gaso. And what the, so then we would expect that the shio shie that is required for enough is the time that is required to be marbitz b'imagaso and to shech b'imagaso, even enough. So enough, it's only the time that is required to shech b'imagaso, but not be marbitz b'imagaso. Why is that not included vis-a-vis of? So the pshat, this is the Bach's pshat in the Rosh. So apparently, that according to the Bach, the Rosh Shita is, in view of the fact, in other words, true, that the shio of Harbotze, the shio, the time that is required to prepare a behemoth, should be determined in terms of a gasp. But when do we include the item of preparation in the period of Shia only when the time for preparing an animal is something substantial? But if it is that kind of a balchai like an off, where the time that is required for preparing an off is so insignificant and so slight, it probably consists of a few seconds, even though a few seconds is also something. But since it's negligible, it's very slight, So then it's not included in the period of Shir. Vis-a-vis Beim Gaso and Beim Dako. So the time element for preparing an animal is something substantial, so mainly we include it. Mashein kein vis-a-vis and off. So the time element for the preparation is something very slight, so mainly we don't include it in the Shioshiyeh. As a matter of fact, this is how the Bach explains the Rosh. Now let's see the Rosh. You should turn to the Rosh there. Let's go over the whole Rosh. Maike de Shchite, paragraph Tes, the second pair. Maike de Shchite, Ravo Maike de Shchite, Beima Acheres, Vilo Yitma Avis Shchite. Yitma Ravo Maike de Shchite, Beima Le Beima Veif Lov. Ushmuel Omar, Afilo Beima Lov. Ki Ose Robin Omar, Rabbi Yechanen, Afilo Beima Lov. Virab Chanine Omar, Kedi Shiovi Beima Acheres, Vi Shchite. Yovi Vafilo Malmi, Im Kino Sado Dvarach Oli Shuri. Omar Rav Pope, Yimeres Laat Lekibnai. Hoche Kores Rashi. ופירש יקבנאי את רבי יחן ורב חנין, את רבי יחן למעצר כדי שחיתה, ורב חנין למעצר כדי התולה ושחיתה, ואין גוס איזו נחינו, את רב פופל לבועל לטארס מה שהיא כשהוא נסעד לברך לשיעור, אם כך נראה כסבורם דיגל סמר פעם במרס לאט, כלים הוד, אומר רב חנין יובי בן החרס, אני במרס כאן ומחס הרס, אלא התולה בדיו איזו מחלקס. אמר מה רוב משהו רבי סמחנין, כשיף בנו ויבצנו ויצטרקס לגל סוף דק לדק, ופוסק רעש הלוך הקרא, משום דקסוב רבי סמחנין יקבוס, ואומר דק או לדק, וממילא שמע מינון דו הדין אוף לאוף. ואפשר עד לפוסק רבי יספחנין אל מה שנחליק רב רבי יחנן ויחיהו בניי. אבל במשי שבירה ורבי יחנן שבירו בני שירה גבוהי והרבו צה לא חכם איס. So he says, אפשר, Rashi doesn't say it in so many words. But Rashi emphasizes, everything is לחומרי. So it's משמע, that even though Rashi paskens, פוסק רבי ספחנין על מה שנחלק רב ורבי יחנן ויחוו בניי על מה שהישבו רב ורבי יחנן ושמואל ולבינו שיר הגבויה והבוצה הלוכה כמייסו ולא את רבי יסי ברב חנין. So the הלוכה is like רב and שמואל, since רב and שמואל don't mention preparation altogether, they just mention the act of שחיתה. So he passed and on that רב and שמואל and רבי יחנן join. Enjoy. Who mentions preparation? Rab Chanine and Rabbi Yisrael Rab Chanine. So, Mimele, according to Rashi, we pasken like Rav Shmuel as against Rabbi Yisrael Rab Chanine. In other words, that the Shi or Shia consists only of the act of Shchita itself, the time required for the act of Shchita itself, not the time required for the preparation. Who says that the time required for the preparation is also included in the Shia? This is Rab Chanine and Rabbi Yisrael Rab Chanine, but we don't pass like that. Avo, if he is a girl, said that's according to Rashi's case. Avo, if he is a girl, said Shuika, the Gassino Rab Pepe Menez Lahatil, so there is no Machlekes. Nira the Rav Rabbi Yechan, who Shmuel, he did not come to Shia Gbe Rab Potze. We both were forish, like Shrid in the Maslisan, in Misharina Bishre Deim Lof, or in name of Beim Lebeim Lof Lof. Avo, the Shrid only bore the forish, in name of Shia Shia Shrid Levado, or Shema Gbe Rab Potze, and Chalke the Shrid. So he doesn't, they don't discuss that. Umashali Pirshu, hey, bo, Rab Chanin or Pirish, or Rabbi Yitzib Rab Chanin. והמסליסן כהן, ולא ילדים רבי רב ורבי יחנן, ואין שום אמיר חלק על הרבחנים, וכן מה שמתייך לדבר רב אלפס, שהרי הביא כל דבר רב ורבי יחנן ושמואל, ופוסק הלוך את רבי יחנן ושמואל. והביא דבר רבי יצא ברבחנים, כדי שהרבן אבי אבצן אבי ישתך לדקו וגסו לגסו. So on one hand he says, הלוך את רבי יחנן ושמואל, הלוך את רבי יחנן ושמואל. On the other hand he mentions רבי יצא ברבחנים as memory. So, apparently, the revolt that there is no machlekes between Rav, Shmuel, Rabbi Yechanan on one hand and Rabbi Yisrael Chanin on another hand. But Rav, Shmuel, Rabbi Yechanan discuss the time element in the act of Shchita itself, and Rabbi Yisrael Chanin discusses the time element for the preparation of the behemoth. Oh, ואיבי דיב רבי ישמח חניני, כשגמנה ימצאים לי שדה כבר כך, ומאחר שפוסק הלוח כרבי יחד משמואל, תאפילו באים אלו אוף, כל שכין דישארינון, בישי אז גסו, לדעקו איפו יאו משאי, איפו היא דטרמי, דה פיר יד אוף שיה. In enough, in terms of a behemo, gaso, Allah has come with Hamo that we should be Mishaya. The period of Shia for Idako in terms of the time required for the Shchite of the gaso. Umaha Shapos Allah Kirabirchene, Ushmuel, after the behemo of Kosh Mishalina Mishias, Kaslak, El Havi Rabbis Berabhanina, El Lipsak Allah. He says, now the Rif mentions Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina's memory. Now, so if the question arises, why do they mention Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina's memory? Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina is chilek on Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan. Because Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan say, Gaso beimo li beimo, veiv, Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan say, and I can't tell. Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan say that Afilu Behim Olof, the Achilikan Rab, and they say Afilu Behim Olof, the Amachmir. And Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina says, Gaso li Gaso Dako li Dako. So once he passes like Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, who say Afilu Behim Olof, they are Meikil, in other words, Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan are Meikil. So why does he mention Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina's memory, which is just the opposite? Gasol gas dakol dako. The answer is the reason is why the Rif mentions Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina's memory is because Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina tells us something else, a big chiddush, that even the preparation item, the preparation element, is included in the shi or shi. So he mentions the memory of Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina to advise us that the preparation item is to be included in the Shi'o Shi'e, not in connection with the question as to whether it's behemo, whether it's behemo off or offly off. Because he already passes like Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel, that it's in behemo off. So why does, and Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina says, gasol gasol dako dako, the answer is, he mentions Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina's memory in connection with the shaila of preparation, because Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan don't discuss that, and Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina does discuss that. So that's why he mentions Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina's memory. Not that he passes like Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina that he, in connection with the shaila as to whether it's gaso li gaso dako li dako. So Rav says gaso li gaso. Rav says that gaso li gaso dako li dako veif li off, and Shmuel says afilu behim li off, so that he paskins that afilu that gaso li gaso dako li dako. But he mentions the loshna Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina, because Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina tells us another chiddush, that the preparation is included, the preparation element is included. So the question arises, now we say that the Rif doesn't pass like Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina, because Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina says gaso li gaso dako li dako, and the Rif passes like Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, who say afilu beim lof. So why does he mention Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina's memory to advise us that the preparation element is included in the Shi or Shi'e? Rabbi Chanina also says that thing. So let him mention Rabbi Chanina's memory. Why does he have to mention Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina's memory? Umashal hevi the Rabbi Chanina shkamuis l'shi'a abotze uvoch haven nichatvei, and that would be better. Kein halachik Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina l'chol dvor. Lefish, now comes the Teretz. Lefish, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina pirish tvei shirag boi vabot. He is more explicit, because Rabbi Chanina is a little obscure. He just says imeres lahat. What does it mean imeres lahat? Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina spells it out. Hakboyer, hakbia, viyabitzeno, and so on. So that's why he mentions. Now then he says ki yesh ledaktik miachas sheposak avalfis Halocha kerbiyechanen, di oma beim alof, u posak nam halocha di binon shiye ki di arbotze, ki misharinon beim alof, ki misharinon, ki shiyo had boye varbotze beim alof, oi ki shiyo shitas beim alechud, o mistaber, di bishchitas beim alechud, misharinon, velo imikalinon, kulahay li shaya bag boye varbotze di beim alof. ובהוכה ניחה מה שהעיבד רבי יצחק בן חנינא לפי שפירש בדבורוב הגבויה והרבוצה דקה לדקה וגסו לגסו ואיף לאיף so the bachis magia now we don't have now text in the lotion of רבי יצחק בן חנינא ואיף לאיף גסו לגסו דקה לדקה איף לאיף we don't have here he quotes the lotion of רבי יצחק בן חנינא דקה לדקה גסו לגסו ואיף לאיף so what does it mean ואיף לאיף So the Bach is Magia that we should be raised. Dakle Dakle Kasle Gaso. Viloi Kosaf Veifle. Viloi Kosaf. So he's Magia. Viloi Kosaf Veifle. Viavo Gav Dein Aloche Kemese. Bishritas Dakle Dako. Beagboye Varbotze Dakle Dako Aloche Kemese. וכי משמע מתרדיב רב חנינא, ולקום הכלי שיובי בימה אחרס, משמע בימה אחרס כייצא בזו, ולקום מה שיובי בימה וישרי. So according to the Bach's פשט in the Rosh, even though the Gros says, I mean, he expresses himself in a very critical way against the Bach, ודלוי כבח, the aisle pile בקופי דמחתי. The Bach tried to pull through an elephant, to pull an elephant through the needle hole. I mean, it's not so straining. There is no, the Bach's Pshat in the Rosh is, does not stretch out the Loshen. It doesn't strain the Loshen of the Rosh in any way. But according to the Bach, the Rosh is saying that in regard to Behemo, so everything is determined in terms of gaso. Whether we are dealing with the behemo gaso or the behemo dako, the shio shie is determined in terms of behemo gaso. What is shie? Shie is the time that is required to prepare a behemo gaso and to shech the behemo gaso. Even if the shie takes place in the behemo dako, in the lamb, in the goat. So the time that is required to prepare a bull and to shech the bull is the time of shie in the lamb. The shie in the lamb. Now, if in connection with an off, so the shie or shie is just the time that is required to shech the bull. If Sheikh had started to cut the simonim of an off, and then he let off his hands, and he made a pause that coincides with the time that is required to perform the act of shchitin the bull. Now let's say the act of shchitin the bull is half a minute. I mean just darach moshe, because no one knows. I mean, I didn't see that any pesik should give shur. No one, I mean. We have shiurim of zmanim, but shiurim of this, I didn't see anyone that should mention shiurim in terms of minutes and seconds. Because it's very difficult to determine that. Because first of all, it is when the Gemara speaks of a time that is required to perform the act of shchite, and the time that is required to prepare a behim of a bull for shchite, So the Chachomim certainly have reference to a Sheikhet Beinoni. I mean, some Shochtim are quicker, some Shochtim are more slow. So what is the criterion? Naturally, a Sheikhet Beinoni. A Sheikhet Beinoni of today, no. Today, the Shochtim, the Rosh Hashulchan says, have such sharp, relatively very sharp knives. I mean, and the Shochtim is Manag More, so did not use such sharp knives. So when Chazal speak of a time that is required to shech, to prepare, they had reference to the Sheikh al-Binani in their days. And who can know? I mean, in terms of minutes and seconds. In terms of minutes and seconds. But let's assume that it takes half a minute to perform the act of shchit in the bull, in the behemah gazel. So then, the Rosh is saying that according to the Rav, so half a minute is the shi or shi'e. Let's say that the time that is required to perform the act of shchit in the bull is half a minute. And the time that is required to prepare a bull for shchit is 2 minutes. I mean, that's, I don't know, but it seems reasonable. It seems that it's much. It takes more time to prepare a bull than to perform the act of shchite once the bull is already apprehended. You see, so mimele, if the times, let's say that preparing a bull for shchite, so is 2 minutes. And the act of shchit in the bull is evident. So then, the shi or shiye in the bimagaso and dako, according to the Rosh Pshat and the Rav, would be 2.5 minutes. And the shi or shiye in the north would be half a minute. In other words, we ignore the preparation element in the shi or the north. Why? What's the story? So the story is because in view of the fact that the time element of preparing an oath is very, very slight, it's a very small fraction. So mimele with Alpedin, we ignore it. And it's not even considered. So you could say, true, it's very, very slight. So it's 5 seconds. But that 5 seconds should be included? No. Since it's very, very slight, and sometimes it's even difficult to measure it. You can, with your senses, you can perceive the time, the measure of time that is required in apprehending, in preparing a behemoth for shchite. But it's difficult to perceive with your senses that the time that is needed to prepare an off, because all you have to do is just to catch the off. So since it's very, very slight, so it's not equal. I mean, that's the hazard. But this is how the Bach explains the Rosh. Now, let's see. Umistaber. Now, let's see, go over again the Rosh. Umistaber di bishchitas behimo lichude misharino. Viloi. No, he says, ki yesh li dagdik. So Yomi talks of Behemelof. Im Sharinon Kishio, Hagboye Varbotze Behemelof, or Kishio Shritas Behemelechude, Umistabra de Bishritas Behemelechude Misharinon. So he doesn't mention about the shiur of Hagboye Varbotze of a behemoth gaso in a bindak. He just mentions So Mimele the Bach drew the conclusion that according to the Rosh, so the shiur shiye in the bimogaso and the mimadako is the same. It consists of 2 items. The item of the preparation, that is the time required to prepare a bimogaso, and the second item, the time required to perform the act of shchit in the bimogaso. So that is the shiur shiye. Bein in a beimagaso, bein in beimadako. But in the north, only the time that is required to perform an act of shchite in a beimagaso. But preparation not. And even though bimtzias, at least a few seconds elapse in the course of the preparation of the off, but since it's only very slight, so ignore it, Alpini. We ignore it, Alpini. So mistabe de bishvil as beim lechudem shagil da kinnu kol ha'ayin lishaya ba'agboi ba'abatsa beim lom. Uvaoche niche, ma she'evi de Rabbi Yitzchak Hanine, lifi she'pirish dvor, ha'agboi ve'arbotsa, dako le'dako, v'gaso le'gaso, ve'if le'if. So then he's magia. V'likosav ve'if le'if. V'afal gav, din aloch gemesei, bishchitas dako le'dako, even though the aloche is not like Rabbi Yisib and Rabbi Chanine in Shchitas Dako L'Dako, so the lotion of the Bach is very good. Why? Because Rabbi Yisib and Rabbi Chanine spells it out. Dako L'Dako V'Gaso L'Gaso. So that means that the Shi or Shie in the Behemo Dako is determined in terms of the preparation in the Behemo Dako and the act of Shchita in the Behemo Dako. But the Rif Paskus like Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan, afilu behemlof. So Mele couldn't, it does not pass this din of Rabbi Yisib Chanine. So ve'aval gav din aloch gemishu dako l'dako be'agboi ve'albotze dako l'dako haloche kimeisi. So that means that as far as the preparation item is concerned, so bishritas be'agboye ve'arbotze l'dako l'dako, so the Bach explains it that what he means be'agboye ve'arbotze dako l'dako, he doesn't mean dako l'dako. This is the reason as to why the Gros says that the Bach is idle pillar because of the Macht, because the Pashtis Aloshin of the Agboye Varbotze Dako L'Dako implies that we have to be Mishaya, the preparation time element, the preparation time element of Idako in terms of Idako, not in terms, not in terms of the Gasol. But the Bach says that when the Rosh says be'agboye ve'arbotze dako l'dako halacha kimeisei, he means the din of Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Chanine that the time involved in preparing the animal is included in the shiur shiye is halacha kimeisei. It's not halacha kimeisei in regard to the question as to whether the Shia is determined in terms of the time that takes in this Balchai itself, or the time that is required in the Shchite of a Beim Agas. So on that point, there is a machlekes between Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan on one hand. Not Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan. Between Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan on one hand and Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Chanine on the other hand. So on that, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yisib Chanine, because according to Rabbi Yisib Chanine, we have to, each Balchai has its own peculiar Shi or Shiye, not a general Shi or Shiye, according to Rabbi Yisib Chanine. So, but in regard to the question as to whether the preparation item is to be included in the Shi or Shiye, so we pass like Rabbi Yisib Chanine, because even Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan are not chelek in it. This is how the Bach explains be'agboye ve'arbotze dako l'dako halacha kimeisei. He doesn't mean, so he means that as far as this halacha by Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Chanine, namely that the preparation element is to be included in the Shi or Shiye halacha kimeisei. So the Gros says, no, that his ayil pile, the Bach is ayil pile because of the machte. Because this expression, v'afal gav din halacha kimeisei b'shitas dako l'dako, v'agboye v'arbotze dako l'dako halacha kimeisei, means something else. He means, and the Prishe has the same pshat in the Rosh, the Prishe. The Gros and the Prishe, they have the same pshat in the Rosh, that that according to the Rosh, so we separate, we distinguish between the perforation item and the act of shechita item. As far, in other words, that as far as the act of shechita item is concerned, so everything is determined in terms of the time that is required to shecht a behemah gasa. So even vis-a-vis the shechita of a dako, so we are concerned with the time that is required, that is involved in shechting a bull. So let's say, if it takes half a minute to shecht a bull, so this is the shioshie, even in a dako. Even though the time that is required to perform an act of shechita in a dako is only a fourth of a minute, not half a minute, but as far as the act of shechita itself is concerned, so the criterion is the time that is involved in shechting a bull, a gasp. But as far as the preparation item is concerned, so each one has its own individual shield. So in other words, in a behemogasso, so shield consists of two elements. The element of preparation and the element of the act of shechita. So the element of preparation, the criterion for the preparation element is an individual criterion, and the criterion for the act of shechita element is a common criterion. This is how the Gro and the Prishe explain it. So now he says, "Ve'afal gavdin alochi kemeise b'shchitas dako li dako be'agboye u'va'abotze dako li dako alochi kemeise." So what do you mean "be'agboye u'va'abotze dako li dako"? That means that as far as the preparation of the dako is concerned, so we have to determine it in terms of the dako. As far as the preparation of a gasa is concerned, we have to determine it in terms of gasa. But as far as the act of shechita is concerned, so even in a dako, the criterion is the time it takes to shecht the gasa. It's very strange. But the loshon of the Rosh is more in consonance with the pshat of the prishe and the pshat of the prishe and the gor. But there is one difference between the prishe's pshat in the Rosh and the gor's pshat in the Rosh. According, there is no difference between the prishe's pshat in the Rosh There is a difference between the precious pshat in the Rosh and the gross pshat in the Rosh. According to the Prishe, so this chiddush that by shechita sof we don't consider the preparation element does not exist. And according to the Prishe, even though the Torah says ולרב אלפס אפילו לידה כל אוף משארינון כדי שחית את גסו והגבוסו והרבצוסו ולא זה היסקים הדיניו ביזל אלא שכוסר אף על גב דימשארינון כדי שחית את גסו והגבוסו והרבצוסו היינו דווקא לבהימו אבל איף לא משארינון אלא כדי שחית את בהימו לחודי so it's love דווקא כדי שחית את בהימו לחודי he means Because according to the Prishe, so we have two elements in the period of Shia. One element consists the time that is involved in preparing the Baal Chai. And the other element consists the time that is required in shechting the Baal Chai. So Mimele, as far as the element of preparation is concerned, so there is an individual criterion. As far as the element of the act of shechita is concerned, it's a common criterion. It's a common criterion. So, mainly that means that in the shio shie in a lamb, in a behemoth dako, is determined by the time that is required to perform the act of shechita in a bull, in a gaso, plus the time that is required. Plus the time that is required in preparing this lamb, not the bull, this lamb for Shrite. So mainly the same thing is true of enough too. So in other words, it also consists of these two elements. The time that is required to shech the bull, that's every minute, and the time that plus the time that is required to prepare enough. So why does he say, אלא שכוסף אבל גב משארינון כדי שחית אז גסו והגבוסו והרבצוסו, הנדף כלי בהימו, אבל איף למשארינון כדי שחית אז בהימו לחודה, and no preparation, because How much time is required to prepare an oven? A few seconds. So mainly, for all practical purposes, it's not very important. So mainly, doesn't mention it. So he says, "Kedishchidas beim lechude," but lav dav kedishchidas beim lechude. He means shchidas beim lechude plus a mashu more. So that's why he doesn't mention it. According to the prishim, but according. Now, according to the Groh, you see, according to the Bach, so the whole distinction between Behemo and Of, according to the Rosh, consists only in this fact, that vis-a-vis Of, since it requires very little time, a few seconds, to prepare enough, so mainly we don't include it in the period, in the Shio Shia altogether. Mashenkein in a behemo, even a behemo dako. So there is a substantial time that is required to prepare a behemo dako. So mimele the criterion is the criterion of the preparation, the time element in the preparation of a gas. In the gas. That's according to the Bach. Now, according to the Prishe, so there is no distinction whatsoever. So, Mimele, practically speaking, since it takes only seconds to prepare enough, so he doesn't mention it. But in the name, when he says Elokidei Shchitas Behemo Lechude, according to the Prishe, when he says Elokidei Shchitas Behemo Lechude, so he means Kidei Shchitas Behemo Lechude plus and a few seconds more. Mashein Kein, and what's the Shite of the Rosh according to the Prishe's Pshat that in determining the Shi or Shie. In the Shi or Shie, in any Baal Chai, So there are two elements. First of all, the time required for the preparation, the time required for the act of shrite. So that the criterion for the act of shrite, so what is the criterion for the act of shrite? The time required to shecht a bull. even vis-a-vis enough. So the criterion is the time required to shecht the bull. Now, in regard to the other element in the shir, that is the preparation. So the preacher says that according to the rosh, so the whole every balchai is determined. The shir shir of the preparation is determined in its own terms. So let's say when you shecht the gaso, so the preparation element is determined in terms of the time that is required to prepare a bull. When you shecht the dako, so the preparation element is determined in terms of the time that is required to prepare a dako, a lamb. And when you shecht the nov, so the preparation element is determined in terms of the time that is involved in preparing enough. But to prepare enough, it's instantaneous. So Mele, he doesn't emphasize that. It's Lavdavke. And he says, alright, now, and then he says, the Prisha explains the Lashon of the Torah. Mishavinon, kidei shchitas gaso. So the shchitas, kidei shchitas gaso applies to everything, to gaso, to dako, to off, veagboso veagbetzoso, peculiar to itself. It doesn't say veagboas gaso, veagbotzas gaso, but veagboso veagbetzoso. So the element of preparation, so that is determined in its own terms. Sometimes it's a very strange shita. Now, according to the Gro, he agrees with the pshat of the Prisha. But whereas, according to the Prisha's pshat in the Rosh, in the Tur, so when the Rosh says, and the Tur says, Elushikosa, Avram Chamino, Kishkinas, Gaso, Vagboso, Vagbetsoso, Hainidavkeli Behemo, Avalei Fli Misharinon. So according to the Prisha, it means plus 2 more seconds, maybe 1 second. I mean, as much as it takes to grab enough that is already apprehended. I mean, in other words, we are talking of a case where it's and you have to just to take hold of it. So, according to the Goyen, no. So when he says Kedei Shchitas Beim Lechude, it means Kedei Shchitas Beim Lechude. And we don't consider that the few seconds that are involved, that are required in preparing the off for Shchite. Masheinkein vis-a-vis Beim Odako, so we consider the time that is involved in preparing the Behemo Dako, plus the time that is required to perform an act of shchite am egas. I mean, that sounds very strange. I mean, why should we separate the time element in the act of shchite from the time element in the preparation? So as far as the act of shchite is concerned, there is one criterion. Beim Gaso is the criterion. As far as the preparation is concerned, so the Beim Gaso is a criterion for the preparation of the Beim Gaso. But for the preparation of the Beim Dako, so Beim Dako is the criterion. The Beim Dako is the criterion. So apparently, according to the Prisha and the Koror, the two Shias are grounded in separate concepts, you see. Are grounded in separate concepts. Now, the question arises, now, let's say, vis-a-vis, chlode, drose, iku, hagrome, so that's ipso. That's ipso. How about Shia? What's the pshat of Shia? Shia means, if there is a pause between the initial act of Shrite, what does Shia mean? He started to cut the simani, then he let the air off his hands, he took a vacation, he paused. And then, he resumed the Shrite again. So what's the aloha of Shia? Is Shia ipso like chlode, that any pause passes it, or the pshat of Shia is not that it passes the Shrite, it negates the Shrite. In other words, in order that Shrite should be matir, so then there has to be the behemoth, the off, has to be slaughtered in one act of Shrite, not in two different acts of Shrite. In other words, if a sheikhet, let's say, will cut one semen, let's say, El Yeshechet will cut one semen, let's say, on Sunday. And the behemoth somehow will manage to live. And then he'll cut the next semen. The second semen will cut on Friday. So there is no tziruf between the initial act of Shrite and the final act of Shrite. So there is no tziruf. So the male Shrite is not a matir. When is Shrite matir? If the act of Shrite is a unitary act of Shrite. But if the act of Shrite is a multiple act of Shrite, not a unitary act of Shrite, if there is no tziruf, then Shrite is not a matir. Then Shrite is not a matir. So we can raise that question, whether Shia is ipsul like Chlode, or Shia is not ipsul like Chlode. But the halacha of Shia is that in order that Shrite should be matir, so there has to be a unitary act of Shrite, not a multiple act of Shrite. And if there is Shia, so you don't have a unitary act of Shrite. We just have a multiple act of Shrite. That is not matter. So apparently, according to the Prishe and the Gro, Spshat in the Rosh, they are both halachas. They are both halachas. First of all, Shia can negate the Shrite, because if there is Shia, so Mimele, there is no tziruf between the initial act of Shrite and the final act of Shrite. And then there is another halacha in Shia, that Shia is negates the Shrite just as Drosech, Lode, Agrome, Iko negates the Shrite. So Shia also negates the Shrite. Now, if we are to consider it as a Pesel, so Mele, we can say that as a Pesel, Shia is a Pesel, so it's a constant thing. Whether it takes place in a Beimogasa or it takes place in a Beimodako, so as long as there is a pause of the time that is required in shechting a gaso, a bull, that's pacing. That passes, that negates the shrit. A pause, just as chlode negates the shrite, so the time that is required in that is required to perform an act of shrite in a bull, such a pause negates the shrite. But then, as far as the preparations are concerned, so that is on the basis of tzil. Is on the basis of tzil. In other words, why? So if the pause consisted of the time that it takes to shech the bull, that is a pace. But if the If there is a pause, if there is a pause of the time, it requires this particular balchai to prepare for shchite, that negates the tzilum between the initial act of shchite and the final act of shchite. So that's the reason as to why the Rosh, according to the Groh and the Prishe, distinguishes between the element of preparation and the element of the shchite act. Because as far as the element of the shchite act is concerned, so there is a halacha that a pause of the time that is involved in shechting a bull puzzles the shchite without recourse to tzilum. But then there is another halacha that if there is a pause of the time that it is required to prepare this particular balchai, so then there is no tzil. All right. Anyway, now let's see the mechaber. V'yeshemrim. כיוון שיוצא אדם, ואם בו לישאל, אחר שהגביא סכין לקיצת יעשה, אמרים לי, שישחית הכל לבד במקום אחר, והכן יהפך הוושת ויבדק עשה. ואומרים ימי עשה יש להחמר כסמור הזו. אלו אם כן שעשה דחק או יפסת מרובה, שעוז יש לסמך על סמור ראשינו. So now there's the מחבר מנשן סטודייס, the שיטה של הרמב״ם, and the שיטה of the יש אמרים. Now, who is the שיטה of the יש אמרים? So the Groh says that the Yeshemrim can represent two separate views. Either the Shita of Rashi, because Rashi paskins lechumre, that we paskin lechumre like in the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, we paskin lechumre like Rav, and in the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel on one end and Rav Hanine. On the other hand, it is lahatlik when I asked whether the preparation element is to be included in the shi'o shi'e, so we also pass in the chumre. So that means that we don't have to include the time required to prepare the balchai. We only have to be concerned with the time required for the act of shchita itself, not for the preparation. But then, memele, according to Rashi, we have to say the shi'o shi'a seif kedei shchita asreif simen echot beiv b'liyad bo yevah abotze. But in Ochaname, according to the shita of Rashi, so not only by eiv, but by beheime too. But by beheime, it would be not kedei shchita asreif simen echot, but kedei shchita asreif shnei simon. But here he's talking by Eiv, so he says, Kedishchit Asreiv Simenechot. But in Achaname, according to the same sheet of Rashi, so by Beheime, it would be Kedish, the Shi or Shia would be Kedishchit Asreiv Shnei Simon. Or the Yesh Emrim, the Goyen Kroh says, can represent the view of the Rosh in the Riv. So then, this Yesh Emrim has application only to Shchit Asof, not to Shchitas Behem. If the Yeshemrim represents Shchitas Rashi, then it has reference to Behem as well. Except that in vis-a-vis Behem, instead of Kedei Shchitas Rev Simen Echot, it would be Kedei Shchitas Rev Shnei Simon. But the same Shite would apply, the same Chumre would apply to Behem. If The Yeshemim represents the view of the Rosh. So then this Chumre applies only to Off. But vis-a-vis Behemah, according to the Rosh. So what is the Shio? What is the Shio Shie? So the Shio Shie has two components. One component consists of the time element in the act of Shriteh. So the time element in the act of Shriteh itself consists of the time involved in Shechting Rov Shnei Simonim. And then the other component is the preparation element. And so that according to the Rosh, the Kohen's Pshat in the Rosh, it consists of the time that is required to Shecht this behemoth. If it's a gaso, not to shecht, I'm sorry. The time that is required to prepare this particular behemoth. In a gaso, the time that is required to prepare a gaso. In a dako, the time that is required to prepare a dako. Now this is what the Gor says. Oh, v'yeshem im d'shiyum. Hu shitas rashi. Sheposa kiraf, kidei frei. Dikoye rabbi yismachanin kavose. Dikoma dako le dako. Bimankein, o adin eifrei. וספיר עלי גם כן בלי אגבוי ואגבותי ואבנימי מוגסה ודאקו זאת אומרת, according to that שעצו לי שאימרים זה חומרה לגבי בימי מוגסה ודאקו as well that we don't have to include the time element involved in the preparation item but just the time element involved in the act of Shrit item he said ואם הוא גסה ודאקו, הגיע עושה סומר אף פופי מרס להדלות מנאי, הוא פוסק ישמו עם רבי יחל בזה, תלוי כרבי יצמר חנינו, ורב חנינו, וכן כוסף ישמה גומות, ראינו משארינו כלל בהגבוי ועבוצה, אף לא בהימא, אבל לראש כוסף לא יגסינון, הגיע עושה דיגורס, איקי בנאי, דיגורס איקי בנאי, וכל העולם מעיד על רבי יצמר חנינו, אלא שכוסף, תרבי יצמר חנינו לקום הווייף להיף, שמה מנות בייף לבוי הגבוי ועבוצה, וזהו מה שכל סבי ישמרים. אבל לדעשרה שהוא שום פוסקים, אפילו בבינו לבינו. והראש פירש דברי ריב, שפוסק רבי יחנן אפילו בהימא, רוצה להימר אפילו גסו לאוב, וכל שכן גסו לדקו, אלא בהגבוי ורבוצה משאמינו גסו לגסו ודקו לדקו. ובהי ולא יגבוי ורבוצה כלל. ואין תז, ודלוי כיבח, די ופיל לביקו ודמח. אבל הרם מפורש, דברי ריב כדברי הרמב״ם, וסבורשם. Now all that is in connection with the Rosh Pshat in the Rif. But the Ram Chum says that the Rif Shite is mamish like the Rambam Shite. That's the first Lashon in Mechaber. What is the Rambam Shite? That by Gaso, the Shia Shia consists of the time element involved in preparing Gigaso and in Shechting Gigaso. And the Shia Shia Nidako consists of the time element involved in preparing Gidako and in Shechting Gidako and the Shia Shia in the north consists of the time element that is involved in preparing Gidako and of the time plus the time element that is involved in Shechting Gidako. Alright. Now Vaminich Poshim Yesevu Lehatrif Kol Shia Afilo Mashu Bein 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 ואם נמצא לך השחית הגמי וכייצא באימונה ובבישת וביקונה ונשחתים ויתריפו דיוודאי הוא צריך להשיס מיד וכתיחס הדובר ההוא לאחר ששוחד הסימן והווה שיהיה במשהו וטריפו שוחד מיד ושוח מעט וחוזר ושוחד מיד ושוח מעט אם כשסתרב כל השיס אישי או שיש שכנו סיפסו דצן הבאי ואיב שתן לגמור whether it's מצטרף or it's not מצטרף so you pass on the chumre So the Rambam says, "Ufi aminig becholing and treife." Why? Because we are machmir for the shita of Rashi or the shita of the Rosh, whatever pshat in Yeshemrim is. Whether the Yeshemrim represents the shita of Rashi, so then it's a chumre in everything. But in Ov, it's a bigger chumre because in Ov the shio shchite is rov simen echot, whereas in Behemo the shio shchite is rov shnei simon. Or that it represents the view of the Rosh, the crosses. So Melo, we are meaning becholing and treife because we are chesish for shita of Rashi, or even of shita of Rashi especially. So Melo,
for every little pause, we can be chayish. Maybe it's already the she or she,
according to Rashi, and even according to the according to Rashi, and even and. But according to the Enoch Nami, according to the Rosh, so this whole Yeshemrim, according this whole Yeshemrim represents the view of the Rosh. So Mimele, this Chumre has application only to enough, but the Behemah doesn't have application. Because according to the Rosh, so by Behemah, so we have to be Mishayer even in enough. We have to be Mishaya, the time element that is required, that is involved in Shechting Gibur. In Shechting Gibur. So, I mean, how could a Gro say, V'yeshemrim d'shi o shi asof, k'dei shchitas reif simen echot biof, b'li hagboye ve'arbotze. How could it conform to the Gro is difficult. How could it conform the second pshat in the Yeshemrim that he says that it represents the view of the Rosh, but he says here the Yeshemrim the Shia Shiasov kide shchitas refsim and echod biov b'li hagboye v'arbotze. B'li hagboye, all right, so it's all right. I mean, because according to the Rosh. According to the Rosh, I mean, so it's not Kibishritas Reif Simen Echot Biov. It's the Shio Shritas Reif Shtei Simonim in a bull. In a bull. So that is strange. I mean, the what the Gro says, that the Yeshemrim can represent the Shita of the Rosh. I mean, so that is really strange. But anyway, the Gro says that. Because here he says in so many words, the Shio Shiasov ki the Shritas Refsim Echot Bof, according to the Roshite. So the Shio Shiasov is the time that is required to Shech the Gaso. And the Gaso is Tesimonim, not Refsim Echot. So obviously, the Yeshemrim here does not represent the view of the Rosh. It obviously represents the view of Rashi. So that is strange, that is difficult. The other pshat in the Gro, of the Gro in the Mechaber, is very difficult. Alright. Now that is the pshat of the Rabbi Neish in the Tesis, in the Abaye of the Gemara, Shor b'miut simonim. So we have several pshat. The pshat of Rav Netam Yishol b'miut simonim means that in the Shechitas Aveshet, in the miut kameh of the Shechitas Aveshet. So since it only becomes treife, so the question is whether shie, whether it's the psul of shie, whether it's the psul of shie. So that's the Rav Netam's pshat. That Shor b'miut simonim, according to Rav Netam, means that if the Shia was while he cut the miut kame of the veshet. So what's the baye? Now because since now, suppose it would be nikev veshet b'miut. So it would only be treifa. It wouldn't be nevela. So maybe the psul of Shia applies only to something that is eisei maisei nevelis. But here, if it's nikev, the veshet is nikev b'mashu, b'miut, not reiva veshet is nikav, but just a miut of the veshet is nikav, so the behemoth is only a treifa. So mele, since the behemoth is only a treifa, maybe Shia doesn't apply to it. That's the Ramtam's view. Then the Shita of Rabbi Neishi is that this means the Abaye of the Gemore of Shochad, of Shor b'miut simonim, Tzabayi l'iv shete, has reference to the Shchite of the miut achrein,
In other words, not that he took a pause. He didn't let his hands off. He continued shechting, but he used a very rough, a very primitive sakin, a sakin that is not sharp, and that it takes a long time to shech the behemoth with that sakin. So the Gemara says, as long as he's not idle and he doesn't let his hands off the tzavar abeime, the simonim, so it doesn't matter how long it takes, even if it takes him a whole hour, 2 hours to shech. But as long as he keeps on leading the sakin over the simonim of the behemoth, even though it takes him a whole day, so it's a shredek shehol. But the shaila is, suppose he used the sakin. He used this kind of a sakin over the veishin. And then he finished cutting the rov of the veishin. The rov of the veishin. Or the rov of the gageres. Now he continues to use the sakin over the miut basre of the first simen of the veishet of the gageres. But he doesn't let his hands off. He just uses it. So bishleime, until the rov of the simen is cut, until the rov of the simen is cut, so then there is no psul of shim, because shim means he takes a pause. He's idle. She's not engaged in shchite. But if he's engaged in shchite, even kolayim kolei, it's no shir. But miut achrein of the simen rishen in a behemo, so he could have limited it altogether. Suppose he would, let's say, he took the sakin, and he made the cut like this. So it took him an hour to cut the rov of the hekev, of the veishet, or of the gagere. So then he could have stopped cutting the miut basra that he meant. And then he could proceed to cut the hekev of the gageres. So it would be a good shchita, because he doesn't have to shecht the miut basra of the first simen. But instead of eliminating the cutting of the mute pass for the first simen, he continues to use the sakin for another hour on the mute pass for the first simen. So that is Abaye, according to Avnacious Pshat, whether there is a psul of shi or not. I think I mentioned it. What's the pshat in Abaye? The shaila, according to Avnacious, so the two alternatives in Abaye of the Gemara is this aloche, the trof simen is not. Is it based upon the principle of Rubik and Kule that essentially and theoretically, he has to cut the whole semen. But if you cut off semen, so it's considered as if you cut the whole semen. Just as the Gabi Abba cases, I'm basing. So essentially, you have to drink the whole course. But everybody says, if you drink off course, it's enough. It is enough. Why is it enough? Not because you only have to drink off course. You have to drink the whole course. But we apply the principle of Rubik and Kule. So here too, essentially, you have to cut the whole semen, the whole egg. Of the veishet of the konik, but if you cut the major portion of the hekev of the circumference of the veishet of the konik, so it's considered al pedin as if you cut the whole circumference. So mimele, if it is on the basis of rubik kule, then there wouldn't be an issue, because you actually have to cut the whole, and as long as you are engaged in shchite, there is no issue. So true, you could have avoided cutting the mute basra of the simen. Why could you have avoided? Because even if you avoided it, it would be considered al-bedin as if you did shecht the mute basra. But in case you actually shecht the mute basra, so you are engaged in shribe. Mashenik, the other alternative is that here the aloche of rube, of the trov is enough, is not based upon the principle of rube gikule. But that here the aloche of Mishim Sinai said, you are only required to shecht rov simen. So memele, you're not required to shecht the whole simen. We don't have to resort to rubik kule. So memele, since you are only required, even theoretically, you are only required to shecht rov simen, so memele, whatever you do in the miut basre is not a shrite. Does not even chalishim shchita. So it's just like being engaged in cutting the leg of the behemoth. So of course, if the sheikh after shechting the rov simen of the simen rishon, so he would deflect with the sakin and he would start cutting for half an hour the leg of the behemoth. So then there would be the psul of shia. So that's the way. According to Rabbi Nissim, so he passes lechumah. Achashim. Now, so we have how many pshatim do we have in shor b'miut simon? One pshat is the pshat of Rabbi Tam that it means the miut kami of the veishet. And so since he doesn't become nevele with the nekev b'mashu, only treifo. So the question is whether shia passes in something that is only Masi Tarfes, not Mais Nevel. That's Rabbi Tamsha. Then we have the pshat of Rabbi Neishe, that it means Shor b'miut basre of the first simon in Behemoth. Then the shita of Rashi is that it means the miut basre. Now, according to Rashi, so we have to say, it's Muchach. This is what the Bisalevi says, that according to Rashi, it's Muchach, that the essential thing, the essential requirement is to share the whole simen. And the only reason as to why that Rov is enough, that's on the basis of Chumik Ikule. So Mimele, that's the Abay of the Gemara. Since essentially we are required to share the whole simen. But if you share Rov simen, it's considered Alpidin as if you share the whole simen. So that's the Abay. That's the baye. Maybe when can we say Rubik Kikule if it doesn't shecht at all the miut basra? Then we say miut Kikule. But if it does shecht, then it has to be considered on the basis of what he actually shechts, not on the basis of the rov that he shecht. You see, it actually shecht. In other words, let's say by our cases. So if you drink half kosher, then it's considered as if you drank the whole course. But suppose you drink the whole course, so then we could say that he's mekayim the mitzvah with drinking the whole course, not just with the rov. I mean, we could say that. So that's the shaila, according to Rashi. Achash shochat rei vechot beit, or rei shnayim bebehimo, ein shia piseles. In other words, it's not like Rashi. Because by off you only have to share one simen. By off you only have to share one simen. So if you share, let's say, so in Kone there couldn't be, according to all the Rishonim who are chilik on Rashi. So according to them, Shia b'miut basra doesn't pass. So Memele, you couldn't visualize, according to all these Rishonim, Shia in Ikone in enough. Shia in Veishet in enough, yes. There could be Shia. If, let's say, he started to cut the Veishet, and after cutting one-fourth of the Veishet, he let off his hands, and he took a pause. He decided to make a conversation with someone, and then he finished the shchita. So then it would be shia. But suppose he cuts, he slaughters the kone, so then there couldn't be any shia. You couldn't visualize any shia because we won't have shech. If let's say he's shia in the mute kame of the kone, so hot the kone pogum, the hasiv al shchita say, so it's a good shchita. So the shia. So let's say that the shia in the mute kame of the kone is not a shchita. So it's not a shchita. So it shouldn't be gorua. Then if it became torn through a thorn, suppose the mute kame of the kone would become torn through a thorn. So and then you would through shchita you would add on that nekev from one third nekev to half plus nekev, so it would be a good shchita. Now, and if you make the Shia in the Miut Basre. So according to all these Rishayim, Shia in the Miut Basre doesn't pass. So Mimele, according to all these Rishayim, Achilik and Rashi, we cannot visualize, it's impossible to visualize the Psul of Shia of, in the Konedov. But Yesh Mishayim, that's Rashi Shia. She calls Shia Nikim Rashkites Kol Shnei Asimonim, Pisel is Shia. So Mimele, there is Shia, even in the Konedov, let's say in the Miut Basre, ulechatchila yesh lizoya lochesh lidvom, for Rashi Shia. Vaafilu b'deevet, so the Mechaber is only cheshish for Rashi Shita lechatchila, but the Eved is not cheshish. But Ramo is cheshish for Rashi Shita even then. Vaafilo, because the other Rishayim who agree with Rashi. The Bahag agrees with Rashi Shita. The Chie, B'miyut Basre, Pasels, and the Raivet agrees with Rashi Shita. But there is one fundamental difference between the Rashi's and Bahak Shita on one hand and the Raivit Shita on the other hand. According to the to Rashi and the Bahak, if we say that Shia B'miyut Basre passes, so it passes with Raivit. According to the Raivit, if we say Shia passes B'miyut Basre, it's only the Rabbah. It's all because of the Marasai. In other words, because people who will see that the Sheikh had started the Sheikh and then he took a pause, and then he finished it. So they will not know. I mean, who? The observers cannot know whether it was in the Miut Kame or it was in the Miut Basre. So the Mele people, and then if we say it's good, so then people, the observers, will think that she is good all over, because they will not know whether it was in the Miut Kame or in the Miut Basre. So because of that, the Chaim says, Shia B'miyut Basre passes. So it's only in the Rabbonon. But according to Rashi and the Halachas Deilez, it's possible in the Raiz. So, V'afilu B'di'evet Amine Go'atri, V'lochi in Lacha Shishoch Atrif Shnayim, Shia Abeinu Oif Lomus, Yakenu Al Reishe La'amisei, V'lo Yarzav Yishrei. Because according to Rashi, suppose, let's say, he shecht Choyf Simon. He shecht Choyf Simon. But he didn't finish shechting the Miut Basre. So, and 5 minutes has elapsed, half an hour elapsed already. And he sees that the behemoth, the wolf, is still living, he's still in Fachesis, and he doesn't want it to live. So then, according to the other Rishayim, okay, he can take the knife, the same knife of Shrite, and finish up the Shrite. But according to Rashi, if he takes the knife of Shrite, and he finishes up cutting the whole semen, so then it will become possible. It will become possible because it will be Shiel. So there is an initial act of Shrite, of the Rof Simen, and then the final act of Shrite, of the Miut Basre. And in between, there is an interval. Kishi or Shie. So it will be possible. So what should he do according to Rashi? So he shouldn't kill it by finishing up the cutting of Simon, but he should kill it by knocking it over the head. So then there won't be any psul of Shia. Now, so from this mechaber it says, "Ulfizei in Shia b'kone beif klal." Why? Because if it is b'miyut basre, so then there is no psul of Shia b'miyut basre. And if it is b'miyut kame, so it's ligorua tenchot zikone pogo. In other words, so he's implying that there is no psul of Shia because in the miyut kame of the kone. But Rabbi Kileiger mentions the Tshuva. The Tshuva that's in Simen Chov Dalet, and the Agoyes Rabbi Kileiger, it's page 60 here. And Simen Chov Dalet Shach Sivkot Yudimu. Aber Vadai Midine. So the Shach says Vadai Midine that Shie Chalode Amindrose be mute camel of the kone do not passel because it's ligorua ten choti kone pogo. So he says b'chuvas of imigash simem enale svirle b'midine osu shie be mute camel the kone. It's all. So there is a stire. I don't remember whether when we learned the gemara chum whether I gave it teretz on the kashi against the imigash. So tomorrow. So when hopefully we'll go over this next semen, so then we'll
So we'll discuss, I mean, what the kashe against the Remiga Shite from the Gemara Chul. Maybe I discussed it already, I really don't remember. And the Teretz, the possible Teretz. Anyway, so there is a Shite Sereshenim, that there is a psul of Shie, even the mute Kamelikon. And it's distinguished from Chotzikon Epogum. Now, so what's the Shite of the Remigash? Chotzikon Epogum, so there is no Shite. So there is no shchite. So mele, it's only pogum. So nekevi mashu doesn't pass on. It is not chayv. So mele, it's all right. Mashayim kein if it does shecht. So then it has a chaleishem shchite. In other words, because the aloche of chote, it's not that the remiga shite is that chote kone pogum is kosher. Not because you're not required to shecht rof the kone. It's not that. The aloche, essentially the requirement is to shecht the rov of each simen, the rov of the kone and the rov of the reishit. But why do we say that if half of the kone became torn through a thorn and then he added with the sakin shel shchite to rov, so then it's a good shchite? Because we say that since a behemoth can live with the chotzikon epogum, so mele, when one takes his sakin shel shchite and he adds to the cut from the chotzikon to the rov, so it's considered alpidin as if he cut with the sakin shel shchite the rovakon. Not that it's not necessary to shecht rovakon. It is necessary to shecht rovakon. But if the chotzikon is half of the circumference is pogum, and then he adds with the sakin shel shchite to rov, so then it's considered that he cut the rov kone, not the mash. So that only shayach if he uses the sakin shel shchite ani kone, in which half of the kone is pogum. So then it's considered as if he was sheichet the rov kone. Masheim kein, if he did use his sakin shel shchite, so then it has a chaleishem shchite, but a chaleishem shchite psulo. So that's worse than shechting a chotzi kone pogum. There's the shite of the Rimash. Shochat ehi vishobe, v'niyedeya im nikif aveishet, chayza v'sheichet hakone levade, b'mok macher. ומניחי עד שיומוס, והיפך הוושת וביתכים בפנים, אם לא נמצא ביתי פס דם, ביודוע שלא ניקה בוקשר. והמינג להטריף הקד, אפילו לשור רק במיעוט כמה דיקון. So the Shach says, that is only a chumre, not based upon any din, but only a chumre, because sometimes, why is it that you are sure that we would come to connect? Because we are afraid, maybe in the course of Shrite, even though the Sheikh has the impression that he didn't even touch the Veshet, he was only using the knife on the corner. But sometimes the Sheikh can make a mistake after all. How does he know? He has that feeling that he didn't start cutting the Veshet. He just started to cut the corner. But sometimes he can make a mistake. Maybe as he was trying to cut the kane, so he touched the veshet and he started an initial cut in the veshet. And then he deflected with the sake. Unconsciously. I mean, he not knowing, inadvertently. So it, sometimes it might happen that he hid the veshet and he made an initial cut in the veshet, and then inadvertently he deflected slightly with the sakin and he proceeded to cut the kone. And then he made a pause. So mele, there is a pause not only in the cutting of the kone, but there is also a pause in the cutting of the veishet. That's the reason as to why there are more paskins that are minigal hatli fakila from the shore and the mute kamelikon. But since there is Ishitas Rishenim, the Shita of the Rimigash, the Talpidim. So Shia Bimut Kamedi Kone puzzles. So mainly the Tramor could be based upon the Shita of the Rimigash. This is not the way the Nisi Kalim explained Ramon. They explain it on the basis of the possibility that inadvertently he, as he was trying to cut the Kone and thinking that he didn't touch the Veshet, he did deflect with the Sakin and made an initial cut in the Veshet, and then he made a pause. So then it's real Shia. But it's possible to explain this din of Ramor, Haminik Lahatrif, on the basis of the Shita of the Rimigash. We also limichle with Kachov, Kach, Eloi Misenu, Vahakein, Yimkerenu, Levit Kachov. In other words, if, let's say, suppose there was a Shia, even the mute coming, so our minig is to be matrifet, to answer it. Whatever the reason is, because either because of the possible inadvertent deflection of the sakin, and an initial cut in the veishet, or because of the rimigashit, whatever. So we are made lahatrifakil. So mimele, since we are made lahatrifakil, so he's not allowed, if there was any shit in the behemoth or in the off, whether it's in the veishet or on the kone, he's not allowed to sell it even to the goy. Why shouldn't he be allowed to sell it even to the goy? Because after all, a goy is allowed to eat nevela. The answer is because that goy might sell it to a Jew, and then the Jew will not know that the initial act of shchita already took place. So he won't see any blood coming out from the tzavor abeimo or the tzavor eiv. So he'll decide to shecht it. But actually, there was already an initial act of shchite, whether in the kone, or in the rimigash, or in the veishet, that he didn't know. And now he'll finish up the shchite, so it will be nevela. So because of that michshu, he's not allowed to sell it to a goy, elo yemiseno, unless he shoots it or he kills it, and then he can sell it to a goy, because then the Jew will not be deceived, he'll not make any mistakes. V'akeim kerelo v'chol. משום דנן לפקיעים בבדיקס הוושת, וחשינו לנקיבס הוושת, ומטעם זה ימטול השלייציס מנועיף ויוצא דם, או יחות אחריה בבימו ויוצא דם ממנו יש להטריף, וחשינו לנקיבס הוושת. אבל מיוצא דם וליחות אחריה יש להכשיר, על די שישחית למיילו ולמטו, וליבדיק נגד מקי מחתך. So, in other words, so according to Ramo, we have to be chayshish, maybe he started to cut.